Hey, sweetie. Thank you for coming right over.
I know we're not dating anymore, and I. What? Oh, no, silly. I don't want to get back together with you. That's dumb. Why would I want that? I mean, like I said, when I broke up with you, you pretty much sucked as a boyfriend. That's right. I mean, I was like totally out of your league. Like, duh. Oh, baby. I'm sorry you got all confused and misunderstood. Oh, I know you miss dating me. I know you feel bad. You can't get a new girlfriend. Okay, I guess maybe that's my fault a bit. I mean, you know how girls talk, right? Once word got around about your tiny dick and other issues, well, I can't imagine any girl will want to date you. Anyway, that's why I invited you over. Do you remember my friend Trevor? Yeah, the bodybuilder. Well, he's between boyfriends right now, you know. We were talking about it together at the bar, and I had like a totally amazing idea. You and Trevor, you'd make a perfect couple together. What? You're not gay. I wonder, I mean, you did have trouble staying hard with me? Not that hard, well, impressive with you, but I always did wonder, you know, maybe that's why you had so much trouble finding a girlfriend? Maybe that's why you had, you know, problems with me? Honestly, sweetie, I really think you're more. Could have to be with someone who's more like dominant, more masculine. No, don't use that tone of voice with me. Look, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to find someone for you. And this is how you act? Really? So you won't do it. Never. Yeah, that's a problem. You see, kind of sort of told Trevor that you were like interested in him, you know, like that. And you wanted to go on a date with him, you know, maybe tonight. Oh, come on. I didn't want to do it this way. You're being so silly about this. I mean, it's just one date. I guess I need to show you this. All right. Look here on my phone. All right. Are you surprised that I saved these? It was sweet of you to steal from your work to buy me things, and then brag to it about me and show me how you did it. Yeah, I kept everything in a safe little file on my cloud. What did you think would happen if I sent these to your boss at work? Maybe the police. You look nervous. Think you'd look cute in an orange jumpsuit, though. But that won't be necessary, will it? Oh, don't be such a baby. Stop that. It's for your own good. You know, I really think that you need someone strong in your life. A strong man to take control, make decisions for you. Really, be honest now. You weren't much good with a girlfriend, now were you? So, what's it gonna be? Should I let Trevor know the date is on for tonight? Or should I send out these files to your boss and the cops? Like I said, it's just one date. Trevor will come over. We'll all hang out together. We watch some TV. You and Trevor can get to know each other. Honestly, sweetie, I think you'll like him if you give him a try. So, what's your answer? Oh, good, good, good. I'll text Trevor right now and tell him, well, I'll just tell him that it's on. Just a moment. He's going to be so happy about this. All right. Let's see You're gonna be so happy. It's been a week since you said a good lay. Yeah, I'm serious. I told you, it's a date. And Trevor is the kind of guy who always fucks on the first date. Did you think the two of you were just going to, I don't know, hold hands, kiss in the cheek at the end of the date? No. Trevor expects to fuck tonight. And honestly, don't be like that. How will you know if you don't even try it? You've never done it before. That makes sense. All right, one second. Okay. There. I let Trevor know that you're a virgin. What? I know it's embarrassing, but oh. Uh-oh. Interesting. Anyway. I know it's embarrassing, but it's best to be upfront about these things. And he does love breaking in a virgin, based on what he sent me at least. Oh, sweetie, don't look so scared. Yes, it's going to hurt. I mean, you're a virgin, and Trevor, well, just between us girls, he's hung like a fucking horse. Oh, it's scary, but don't worry. I'll be right here with you the whole time, okay? Trevor likes an audience, and I told him you were like really shy, so you won't mind. I'll hold your hand and help you get through it, okay? At least the first couple of times. I can't be there all the time, but I can be there for the first bit, and I'm sure you'll get used to it. Yeah, sooner or later at least. Yeah. I did tell him you were shy, that this was your first time, that you were totally into him. That's why he's coming over here to my place for your first date. Just calm down. I'm going to be with you the whole time, sweetie, for moral support, and you know. I still have those silly little cloud files on my phone, just waiting to be sent out if you get silly. Yes, it is just one date. Of course, if Trevor likes you, Maybe it'll be a regular thing. Maybe you'll even like it. Maybe what you need is a boyfriend, not a girlfriend. Guess we'll have to wait and see. Shoot. Looks like Trevor's on his way. We have just enough time to get you clean and maybe loosen you up a bit. What? I have a little douche kit I picked up for you. Look, it's okay to say thank you. You're so thoughtful. Say thank you. Good. You're welcome. Now, let's get you all nice and clean. Maybe at least one of my toys to loosen you up a bit. Believe me, any little bit will help you with Trevor. I'm a little bit jealous, honestly. I wish he went for girls like me. I mean, we want your first date to go well. Right? So it looks like Trevor does too.